Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 26, the wonderful Krishna. We are going to read it from the text number 17 to 24. And then we can repeat the 24th verse. And then I will explain from 17 to 24. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Iti Nanda Vacha Srutva. Garga Gitam Vrajau Kassaha. Mudita Nandam Anarchu. Krishnam Cha Gata Vishmaya. Iti Nanda Vacha Srutva. Garga Gitam Vrajau Kassaha. Mudita Nandam Anarchu. Krishnam Cha Gata Vishmaya. Iti Nanda Vacha Srutva. Garga Gitam Vrajau Kassaha. Mudita Nandam Anarchu. Krishnam Cha Gata Vishmaya. Ashrutva Adhidam Brajau Kasa Uditananda Anastu Krishnam Chagata Vishmaya. Garga Gitam Brajau Kasa. Ladies, Inanda Vacha Shutva, Nachu Krishna Chagata Vishva. Translation of the words iti, thus. Nanda Vacha, the words of Nanda Maharaj. Shrutva, hearing. Garga Gitam, the statements of Garga Rish. Vraja Ukasaha, the residents of Vraja. Mudita, enlivened. Nandam. Nanda Maharaj. honor you. They honored Krishna, Lord Krishna, Cha, and Gata, Gun, Vishmaya, their perplexity. Translation. Sukadeva Goswami continued, having heard Nanda Maharaj relate the statements of Garga Muni, the residents of Vrindavan became enlivened. Their perplexity was gone, and they worshipped Nanda and Lord Krishna with great respect. Now the purport. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that in this verse the word anarchu indicates that residents of Vrindavan honored Nanda and Krishna with such offerings as fragrances, garlands, and garments brought from their homes. Srila Vishwanatha Chakrabarti Thakur adds that the residents of Vrindavana honored Nanda and Krishna with loving offerings of jewels and gold coins. Apparently, Lord Krishna was playing in the forest when this conversation took place. So, when he returned home, the residents of Vrindavana encouraged him by decorating him with beautiful yellow garments, necklace, armlets, earrings, and crowns, and by shouting, all glories to the jewel of Vrindavan. Amagyanachimirandasya gyanam jana shalakaya shakshurum miritam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Staptam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadachi Swapadam Chikam. Vandeham Siguru Sijuta Padakamalam Sigurum Vaishnavancha Sri Rupam Sagasatam Sahaganaragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahaganalalita Sri Vishakam Vitam. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Chinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashachade Shatarini. And then let us see what is the contents of the other chapters, other verses, of course. This chapter, Wonderful Krishna, is very interesting because this occurs after the lifting of Govardhana Hill. And the gopas were amazed. He could understand why one little boy, 7 years old, he could lift the huge mountain. And he was holding for 1 week, holding in his little finger like this. They could not understand. And then there was remember different leelas of Krishna killing demons. And then they said, oh, when Krishna was just 5 days old, he killed Putana. And then he was 1 month old. He was lying behind one wooden chart. It was really one demon, Sakatasura. And he hit with the toe, and then the chart collapsed like this. How is that? And then Damodara Lila. And then the sequence of Damodara Lila. He was touched to this mortar. And then he went crawling to the courtyard. And there's two trees. And then the mortar was blocked in the trees, and the trees fall. And then from there appears two great personalities, two semi-demigods, the sons of Kuvera, Manigriva and Narakuvara. Well, these gopas, they don't see this. They didn't know about that. But they saw the two trees, Arjuna trees, they fall. And then other pastimes, Bakasura, Krishna killed Bakasura, and then Vatsasura. And in the Taliban forest, the Denukasura, and also Balarama killed Pralambasura. And before this Govardhana Lila, the deliverance of Kaliya, like this. And then the gopis said, this boy, they could perform all these extraordinary activities. And they say, we are so much attached to him, like this, but we have this doubt, who is this boy? And then they approached Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj said that, just after the birth of Krishna, came to my house this great personality, Garga Muni. And then Nanda Maharaj asked Garga Muni to make the ceremony of name giving to Krishna and Balarama. And then Garga Muni said, this will be dangerous because in this way King Kamsa would know who is that Krishna is the son of Vasudeva Devaki, and then this boy will be in danger, and also his father and mother, like this. And then Nanda Maharaj said, we can do the ceremony privately, in solitary place. And then in this ceremony was Nanda Maharaj, Garga Muni, two boys only, no one more. And then Garga Muni revealed some extraordinary things about Krishna. Also, he spoke this important verse. That shows that Krishna appeared as the Yuga Dharma, to propagate the Yuga Dharma in each yuga, in different colors, Shukla, Rakta, Pitta, and Krishna, Shukla, Rakta, Krishna, and Pitta. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Pitta. Even this verse is very important for us, followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because it reveals in Srimad Bhagavatam the nature of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like this, because defining the colors in Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma Avatara in Kali Yuga would be in the pitta color, yellow or gold color. This refers to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This verse is a very important reference for the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then the next verse, the 17 verse says, I read the verse. Pragyayam vasudevasya kvachit jatais tavatmaja vasudeva iti shrimam abhigya samprachakshate. Translation. For many reasons, this beautiful son of yours sometimes appeared previously as the son of Vasudeva. Therefore, those who are learned sometimes call this child as Vasudeva. Interesting, this verse is the difference between Vasudeva and Vasudeva. Vasudeva is the son of Vasudeva. It's a rule of Sanskrit grammar like this. The son of Kunti is Kaunteya, like this. And then there is this effort. But it says that he appeared previously as the son of Vasudeva. It was explained that previously Vasudeva Devaki, he appeared as Prishni Isutapa. And their son was Prishni Garba. The Supreme Personality of God. And then afterwards, it is said that appears as Kashyapa Aditi. And the son was Upendra, or Vamanadeva, or Trivikram, like that. And now they appear as Vasudeva Devaki, their son is Krishna, like this. The next verse says, Bahuni Shanti Namani Rupani Chasutasyate Guna Karmanu Rupani Tanya Ham Veda No Janaha. Translation. This is Nanda Maharaj spoken the very words of Garga Muni. This is the words of Garga Munis in the mouth of Nanda Maharaj. Because he is revealing to the Gopas what they don't know about that. No one knows before, no one knows about what Nanda Maharaj is speaking. Translation. For the son of yours, there are many forms and names according to his transcendental qualities and activities. These are known to me, Garga Muni. But people in general do not understand them. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bahuni Mevya Chitani Jamani Tava Charjuna Tanya Hambeda Sarvani Natvambita Paramtapa. I have many, myself and you, Arjuna, we have many different verses like this. I know all of them, but you don't know. It is a difference like this. And then Gargamuni says that there are many forms and names according to his transcendental qualities and activities. This is also interesting because Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that there is primary names and secondary names. These secondary names are like general names of God. God, absolute, all-powerful, creator, like this. And the primary names are indicating the guna and activities of Krishna. And then he is Balagopal, he is Ashoda Nandana, he is Giridhari, he is Damodara, he is Gopinath, he is Parthasarathi, like this. This refers to exclusively to Krishna. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that this is the main names of God, like this, refers directly to Krishna. Otherwise, it's generic. God, absolute, etc. Text 19. Eshava Shreya Adasyad Gopa Gokula Nandana Anena Sarva Durgani Yuyamanja Starisyatha. Translation. To increase the transcendental bliss of the coward man of Gokul, this child will always act auspiciously for you, and by his grace only, you will surpass all difficulties. And then Gargamuni is telling to Nanda Maharaj that this is your son, because Krishna has like 3 days like this. And then he says that this child will always act auspiciously for you. And by his grace only, you will surpass all difficulties. So far, Krishna does not was showing his power like this. But Gargamuni could predict it. And this verse says, Anena Sarva Durgani. Anena Sarva Durgani. As in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Matita Sarva Durgani, Mat Prasadat Tarishasi. Matita, if one is in Krishna consciousness, Matita, conscious of me, Krishna says, Krishna consciousness. Mat Prasadat, by my mercy, Sarva Durgani Tarishasi. One can surpass all the obstacles of this life. This means that Krishna said that you are not going to be no problem, no obstacles, no. If you are conscious of me, and then you have the spiritual power to conquer all these obstacles and problems in your life. And this is very practical instruction of Krishna. This is a promise of Krishna, like this. And then we can see that Krishna and Nanda Maharaj and the Vrajavasi had so many problems. And also afterwards, the Pandavas, they could have so many problems, but they were fully Krishna conscious. And then he could conquer all the obstacles like this. Text 20. Puranena Vrajapati Sadavu Dasyupidita Arajaki Rakshyamana Jigyur Dasyum Samedita. Garga Muni is speaking. O Nanda Maharaj, as recorded in history, when there was an irregular, incapable government, Indra, having been dethroned, and when honest people were being harassed and disturbed by thieves, this child appeared in order to curb the rogues and to protect the people and enable them to flourish. I think this refers, for example, to the appearance of Vamanadev when Bali Maharaj took over the kingdom of Indra. Like that, and demigods were in danger, like this. And then the Supreme Lord appears as Vamanadev. And Garga Muni said to Nanda Maharaj, as recorded in the history, and then he made this reference to Krishna, this child, to these other incidents in the past, like this. Text 21. Ya etasmin mahabhagi pritin kurvanti manavaha narayo Bhibavanti etam Vishnu Paksham Vasura. Translation. Demons cannot harm the demigods who always have Lord Vishnu on their side. Similarly, any person or group attached to all auspicious Krishna cannot be defeated by enemies. Oh. This verse says, any person or group attached to all auspicious Krishna cannot be defeated by enemies. That's a purport. Srila Prabhupada has specially indicated in this connection that just as Lord Krishna's associates could not be defeated by Kamsa, so his modern-day devotees will not be defeated by their demoniac opponents. Nor will the Lord devotees be defeated by the internal enemies, the lusty materialistic senses. And then this modern devotees refers to us. Similarly, any person or group attached to all auspicious Krishna cannot be defeated by enemies. This refers to the Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON, like this. And also, the internal enemies, this is a more dangerous. Internal enemies, as Vishwanatha Chakravarti in his Madhurya Kadambini, he has said that some anattas can raise from devotional service. For example, the devotee becomes very much scholarly, and then he was puffed up. It's an anatta, like this. Or the devotees, they're doing serious service. And they say, I am so powerful. I am superior, like this. This is anattas, like this. And then this is a danger. These enemies, like this. Internal enemies. Text 22. Tasman Nanda Kumaroyam Narayana Samogunai Shriya Kirtyanu Bhavena Tatkarmasuna Vismaya. Therefore, O Nanda Maharaj, this child of yours is as good as Narayana. In his transcendental qualities, opulence, name, fame, and influence, he is exactly like Narayana. Thus, you should not be astonished by his activities. Purport. Nanda here reports to the cowherd man the concluding remarks of Garga Muni, who spoke at the secret birth ceremony of Lord Krishna. And then Garga Muni says, this verse says, Narayana Samogunai, Narayana Sama. He said that this boy is the same as Narayana. Let's see, this is a very interesting point. The boy is the same as Narayana. Actually, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami says that there is no difference between Narayana and Krishna. They are the same, but there are differences. The difference is ras, is bhav. The bhava is different between Narayana and Krishna. Narayana is the bhava is the ashvarya, and Krishna is madhurya, like this. But in terms of power, they are equal, like this. And then the next verse, 23, before this one, 24. The verse is here. Iti adhamam samadhisya gargicha swagriham gate manye narayanasya ansha Krishnam aklishta karinam. This is a very interesting point. Nanda Maharaj continued. He's speaking to the gopas. After Garga Rishi spoke these words to me and returned home, I began to consider that Krishna, who keeps us free from trouble, is actually an expansion of Lord Narayana. And then we see that the Nanda Maharaj is considered Krishna as an expansion of Narayana. Actually, many, even in the Vaishnava Sampradayas, there is some Sampradayas that they have this conception that Krishna is an expansion of Narayana. For example, Sri Sampradaya, the superior object of worship is Lakshmi Narayana, is not Radha Krishna, like this. And then this is the opinion of Nanda Maharaj. But we have another opinion. We have the opinion of Lord Brahma. In fact, we are the Brahma Sampradaya. And Brahma is giving the instruction for us. And then 10th canto, there is a very important verse for understand the position of Krishna. It's spoken by Lord Brahma in 10th canto, 14th chapter, the prayers of Lord Brahma. The verse says, Narayana stvam nahi sarva dehinam atma asya disha kila loka sakshi Narayanongam narabhujalanaya jalayanat tachapi satyam natataiva maya. This verse, Lord Brahma is spoken to Krishna directly. It is after this Brahma Vimohana Lila, like this, on the sequence of this. He's spoken to, and he says, Narayana Stvam. You are Narayana. Nahi Sarva Dehinam Atmasi. You are the super soul of all living entities. Adisha Akila Loka Shakshi. You are the supreme controller of all the planets. And you are the witness of all the planets. And then he said, Narayana Angam. You see, Narayana Angam. Narayana is your expansion. In the previous verses, Nanda Maharaj said, Narayanasya Ansham. Ansha. Ansha. It's different. In now this verse, Lord Brahma says Narayana Anga. Narayana Ansha is a part of Narayana. Ansha. And then Narayana Anga. Anga quer dizer, he is one expansion of Krishna. Is the difference. And the verse says, Napi Chapi Satyam is the truth, not the Taiva Maya. He is not touched by Maya. And then the position of Krishna is established. It is established by Lord Brahma. And then the last verse we repeat here. After heard Nanda Maharaj relate the statements of Garga Muni, the residents of Vrindavana became enlivened. Their perplexity was gone, and they worshipped Nanda and Lord Krishna with great respect. Like this. Wonderful Krishna. And then This was what this chapter can explain to us. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Some comments and questions. Jai.
The canto seems to describe the personal features of Krishna and his relationships. So why don't we just all read the 10th canto? Why should we read the 1st, the 2nd, and 3rd cantos? There's so much philosophy there. Can't we just read about how beautiful and powerful Krishna is and the ultimate perfection without having to go through so much philosophical gymnastics?
As Srila Prabhupada said, that the Srimad Bhagavatam is like what's this ball? The sweet ball.
Sweet ball.
Sweet ball.
No. And then we can eat this sweet ball in the any place. It's the same, like this. Like. And Srila Prabhupada said that you have not going to the internal leelas of Krishna at once. You have to have this base of the whole 9 cantos like this in order to be qualified for experience and enjoy this intimate leelas of Krishna, like this. Like this.
It seems also that it is necessary to go through all this because to come to the point of purity, to actually come to understand the 10th canto. That's the whole idea, that the purification from the first canto associated with Bhagavatam, more purification. Finally, you are mature enough to come to be able to understand that thing. But I have another thing, if you don't mind me. We talked about this aspect, I found it very nice. Machita Sarvaruga, Matta Sarvaturishis, by my mercy, you can cross over. And that's really a theme all over our philosophy that we encounter again and again. Like Arjuna also said, I forget your memory by your mercy.
Yeah.
And one most striking thing, I thought, in this whole regard, I'm going to read it, is just two sentences by Arias Thakur. He expressed it in terms of chanting. He said, simply by one's own endeavor, no one in this whole world can overcome this deafness. No one. He said, such victory can only come about by your grace. And therefore, it's absolutely necessary to beg for your grace.
Yeah. Thank you.
It says, Prabhupada says that before we go to the 10th canto, we have to go first. In the first, second, it's like before, to have darshan of the Lord, we should not go directly to the lotus space. We should meditate first on the lotus feet. And then go upwards, because that is the sweetest part of the Lord's feature, is his lotus face, and the 10th canto is compared to the lotus face.
Like this.
I have a question regarding that bhakti can be destroyed from within. So similarly, Prabhupada says that our movement can be only destroyed from within,
yes,
not from outside.
Yes.
So how to minimize this, or ultimately how to get rid ultimately of this enemy from within our movement?
Yes. You haven't maintained the standard. We don't. If the standard, the devotional standard, of, is decreased, and then this is dangerous. And then I have seen, in my pilgrimage here in India, I was in Mayapur, and then I went in Mumbai temple, and Mayapur in Delhi, and here in Vrindavan. I see that the devotees are very serious, chanting his japa seriously, and attending the Mangalarti. Krishna, Srila Prabhupada gave full importance of these practices. And then we can see that the Krishna consciousness in ISKCON, here in India, is alive. And then we are protected. We are protected. Devotees are serious, like this. And then we have this protection, but we have to be attentive and alert, and not try to decrease our standard like this. This is what we have to do, like this. Okay, let's finish here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
His Holiness Guru Sutrai Swami Maharaj ki jai.